It is Wednesday morning. It is just after 8:05, and we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Another beautiful day here in Monroe County.
Always.
Good morning, Marty.
And I am so glad that all those parents, having to say goodbye to their students for a little bit, maybe they're not going to be fighting the storms trying to get everything carried inside.
Well, at least this morning they won't be, and that's the good news.
That's probably
it's a stressful day as it is, and when you don't have to worry about lightning and torrential rain and downpours, that could help things out. Remember, Marty, some of those are tears of joy as well. That might be the last kid they're sending to college.
It seems only yesterday I was helping my daughter move in, and that's been a very long time ago. But, you know,
fantastic
even if
memories.
They're just moving into IU from over near Ellisville, it is. They're moving away.
They're growing
up. They're growing up, and it's a big transition.
It is. And we'll make a big transition right here into the county finances. That's where Marty checks in with us every Wednesday, and Marty keeps our eyes on our money, our taxpayers' money, because the council's main job is to make sure it is spent wisely. And we saw, what was that, last Saturday, Margaret, last Friday, we saw the story in the paper about the who handles the MRF?
Solid Waste District.
Larry Barker is going. He's going to be leaving that position. We also heard from you, Marty, last week that some of the issues with the MRF weren't completely covered the first time around, and we talked about perhaps coming back to the council and asking for some more money because this building they want to put together in the land and they got to clear it. That wasn't all covered in the first asking.
So unbelievable.
So you've got a little, you're going to have a leadership change over there, and it doesn't appear that all the T's and I's have been dotted and crossed. Give us an update on where the council stands with all of that moving forward.
Well, of course, it's surprising to me that the person in charge of this didn't understand that the county would have to follow rules just like everybody else. We would have to make sure that we had, you know, the information from the building department, the planning department, the BZA. We were told a few months ago we were going to have to put in all these additional trees, bushes, whatever. So why this was like suddenly a surprise at the last minute,
well,
I do not know.
Marty, if you watched their meeting that they had, this makes no sense that they did not know this. And especially Cheryl Munson's comments that she was completely unaware. I mean, they had someone come to the meeting and explain to them what they needed to do, and now they're all acting like it's a big surprise.
Well, I was trying to put, tried to figure that out myself. But it may be that there was something else that they were told about that I'm not understanding. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of the story.
Sure.
But what's happening now, it appears that because in their budget they had planned to save all this money, that they were, because they were going to be moving back and forth our recyclables from one spot and moving it to another spot, and we were going to save money during that somehow. And so they budgeted that money, and since they didn't get that revenue in that they had budgeted for revenue, then they're going to have to come back to the county council and ask for an additional appropriation to continue to operate for the rest of the year. They've already done that once, and now they're going to have to come back for the rest of the year. Now, that's as I understood it at the meeting, and yes, I did watch that meeting. Let me tell you right now, as a member of the county council, in order to be prepared to vote on all these budgets, we're spending our life watching all of these
meetings.
I'll
bet you are, Marty.
I watched the city meetings, the city budget presentation, and I was really interested to see the Bloomington Transit presentation and how they really are hoping to work better with IU and to try to partner with them better. And they are really hoping that this additional income tax is being presented to the state, that would go through, and this brand-new income tax to go throughout the entire county to help the Bloomington Transit to operate. And, of course, that would also be rural transit. There was no mention, though, when he was discussing that with the city council, that at the same time, the city council is being asked to consider raising the income tax to cover dollars for the operation of our central dispatch. So it seems to me there's going to have to be a choice. I don't see how you go to the taxpayer and say we want more income tax.
Well, in the name of public safety, you can do that, can't you, Marty?
I mean, would you say public safety would trump Bloomington Transit, or, you know, it'll be up to the public to decide. I would hope that they would weigh in and say to us,
"Well, I think
what they want to do."
I think they want both.
And if they do want both, then how much of an income tax are we going to be paying? And, you know, we're there to represent what the public's telling us, but they need to understand, the entire public needs to understand the whole story, not just little bits and pieces of it, because if you only hear a part of it, and you don't understand the rest of the story, you might be in favor of something that
not knowing the intended consequences.
Well, what happens, Marty, is what they do is they say, oh, it's only going to cost 12 cents per person. And then they take and say, well, this one's only going to cost, you know, 75 cents per person. And you know, it's not going to be that much money, because they talk about in these really tiny little amounts and they don't bother talking about it. Oh, but by the way, now you are paying, you know, 40% of your income in your taxes. Oh, no, it's actually more like 55%. And what pretty much you want to know, okay, are you going to give me a paycheck at the end of the week, or am I just giving it to you and you're going to say that you're taking care of me, because obviously I don't know how to spend my own money.
Well, and that's, you know, an argument for another day, or the argument for today. But right now, my concern is that we get the right information out, the total information package out to the public. Because if you are on a certain board or commission, you're only looking at that charge. How can you promote whatever it is that you're on the board or commission for? And there's several of those throughout the county. So if it has been decided by the state that the county council is supposed to be looking at all of these budgets that everyone has an interest in and try to pull them together and say, what is it that is the highest and best use for the local tax dollars? That's what our charge has been for several years now. That's why we look at the school budgets, even though we just look at them. It isn't like as if we make any decision. But we have to officially review them. We have to look at all the township budgets. We have to look at the city budget, the Ellisville budget, the Perry Clear Creek Fire Department budget. This is a huge, huge responsibility if we are to do it correctly. And at the same time, try to make sure that our own budget stays in line. And what, by the way, has been requested by our departments more than our revenue for our regular tax, our property tax, it's something like it's like almost $700,000 that we would be short. But of course, what we look for and what the council has been looking for in recent years is how much might people return that they're not going to spend out of their budget. So we're just counting on them returning money at the beginning of the year in order to make the budget work. And with our income tax, which is huge, for 2015, it was over $10 million just for the county's portion. It didn't count the city or anything. With the request being asked to be spent out of that, and we're way, way short. So, and of course, that's where the election budget is that the dollars went up so high for. But in addition to which, you know, I spoke last time about the county commissioners have put in a $36,000 raise for the commissioners, $12,000 apiece. And I had hoped that maybe they had removed that from their request. But no.
Why do you think they would remove that? Backlash from the
public?
It's
a matter of fairness when you're looking at your county employees and say, we're going to try to give you $1,000. How do you then say, but on the other hand, I'm going to ask $12,000 for myself?
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. She's a county councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday morning to keep an eye on county finance. Marty, that would be noble of them, but come on, you're joking, right?
Marty, I also heard that maybe it wasn't just $12,000, that there was some other place that they asked for a raise in their salary, too.
Is this a one-time raise for this year, or is this a one-time raise continually?
Oh, to raise their salary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $36,000 annually.
It's
gotcha.
$12,000 more each year.
Times three people on the council, right?
Right.
Or the commission, right?
So it's $36,000. I'm not a commissioner.
Right.
I'm on the council.
$36,000 in perpetuity then for the.
Right. Well, and that's for all three.
Okay.
So it's $12,000 apiece.
Sure, which is $36,000 total. We're not doing complicated math here.
Again, I'm going to say I've heard somebody who said that they saw another budget where there was money added in for them also in another place.
Well, they added it in the stormwater budget, and they $12,000 apiece, and they also added it in to the property tax budget so that their response is so that the council can decide where to put their raise.
Oh, my God.
Actually, the way it's in there, we could almost give them each $24,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Buy one,
that's
get
what
one
it
free.
Sounds like.
Well, Marty,
oh,
let's just put it in. Can that happen? Let's first of all get down to that. Can that?
Well, I think it's
if somebody's not paying attention, can that happen?
For anyone to think that this is going to set well for the employees who are sitting there, some of them making nearly poverty level wages, and we're trying to figure out a way to bring up those folks that are, you know, making around 25 to 30,000, depending on the number of hours they work, of course. But this is just, I'm just appalled. But we'll see. Maybe they have something they're going to present to us to say, you know, well, it's better than anything you've ever heard all year. So we'll find out. During budget hearings, it starts September 1st.
September 1st. Okay, so tell me that what goes on with your budget hearings, very similar to the cities, where you sit down and everybody comes in throughout the week. You listen to what they have to say. You can increase them. You can decrease them. How does that all work?
Okay, well, I'll say the difference is that at the city, it's all presented by the departments have it all figured out, and the city council doesn't have to sit there and do all of the work that normally at the county level the auditor would be doing, that would make sure that we knew what the 16 line statements would show, our financial statements, that would also show how much our revenue would be. Like right now, we still don't have a number on our income tax revenue, which those numbers are there that the auditor could figure out for us, and we haven't heard that yet.
Well, do they have to have these ready to go by the first?
I'm sorry?
Do they have to have those numbers ready to go by the budget hearings?
Well,
they always have.
So what has happened in the past?
How do you make a budget if you don't always have?
When we don't have that income tax,
you just kind of wing it?
And when we get halfway through the budget and then we get those numbers, it's shorter, much shorter than what we thought it might be, or it may give us a little breathing room. That's the reason why we need to already
this isn't
have
your per. This isn't your purview, but why can't you just do everything on time when you're supposed to? What other job do you have? Isn't that
I'd say that the state...
Isn't that unfair to the council where you don't get all the numbers and you get halfway through the process, then you get some of the numbers and maybe those numbers right, and then you can't go through the numbers because you're too busy in those other numbers to go through the other numbers, and then you can't have the other numbers, and who knows what the numbers are, and then we have this discussion every year.
Well, and we have been lucky enough to contract with someone to put together the 16-line statement for us, which is, that's a financial statement.
Why do you have to contract somebody? That's what I don't understand.
But we're paying someone else to do it.
That's fine. Why?
We're paying a contractor.
So if you're paying
why do you have to do that? Why do you
have to
pay somebody else to do that?
Because
is this normal procedure for all?
No.
Okay. We're just doing it because we want to have these accurate numbers. We want to have somebody with an outside viewpoint looking at these with clear eyes and no bias.
Because our auditor is not capable of doing it. Marty's being very kind, and she's not saying it, but I'll say it. She is being very nice. But, Marty, we all know the auditor and frankly, the recorder have had – or the treasurer, excuse me. The treasurer and the auditor have had continuous problems, and the numbers have not been accurate. And so now they've hired somebody outside so that they can get this information.
And we're still in the middle.
So you're hiring someone to make sure that the person who's elected is doing their job properly? Is that what you're doing? So this is an insurance policy?
Well, we had so many errors that the council was having to find at the last minute.
So you have to spend more money to bring somebody out from the outside annually to figure this out because the people that are in office don't do their job properly? I'm asking the question that 90% of the people that are listening to this program right now want to know the answer to. Why do you
and
have
the
so,
answer is we people, have been fortunate enough to find somebody by the name of Bob Hurley who used to work for the Department of Local Government Finance, and we are paying him to come in
and do somebody else's job.
Because it's better to pay somebody who knows how to do it as to accept bad reports and get it advertised wrong.
Okay. That's what I want to hear. That's why you're doing it. You're doing it because the numbers you get aren't right, and the reports aren't right, and everything else isn't right. So you have to spend. And how much money does that cost?
I don't have that number for you.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
You can give it to me next time.
As a matter of fact,
but the point is, do you talk about that in your budget meetings? Do you sit there in the budget meeting when the guy walks in and say, okay, here's the guy. We've got to add another $35,000, $40,000 because we don't get the numbers right from you. You know that, right? You talk about that in your meetings. You point that out, right?
I'm just saying, I know what you can say and what you can't say. When information was going over to the newspaper and I get the information and others on the council calling and saying, no, the numbers are wrong. We've got to fix this, or redo it or whatever. And that's not acceptable. That's not what the county council is supposed to be doing. That's the auditor's job. And when that wasn't happening routinely where we could really rely on those numbers, we then found a way to get the numbers done right. And we don't have to do that portion of it. But that does not include the income tax portion. And so, therefore, the state tells us how much we're going to get as a total for the whole county, but we have not heard yet from the state how much
the county portion
will be versus the city portion. But those numbers are available. They could be figured out. And the auditor has all of those numbers because it comes from 2015 numbers. And he ought to be able to figure those numbers out and get us that number.
Okay. I'll sit here and wait patiently just like the rest of everybody else. September 1st, the budget hearings start for the county. And, Marty, when we talk to you next Wednesday, we'll be 1 week closer to that. And that'll be our last visit before your hearings start. So we'll get a little preview next Wednesday.
And, Marty, I'm going to ask real quick. Can you please, if you can, in any way, shape, or form, if you could get us a schedule, maybe email it to Glass or me, I would so appreciate it because, there's going to be a few parts of that budget that people might want to go and sit in, and it'd be nice for them to
know
when that's
talking
about. Right, as a
reminder, they don't take public comment during that portion. There is a public comment portion that comes in at a later time, but I do know the first day, September 1, has the county commissioners on all of the county budgets, and so while I had something else very important scheduled to do that day, I'm going to have to cancel it because I cannot miss these budget hearings. So,
thank you, Marty.
Marty, good job as always, and we appreciate your time.